The crews of the Oscar Dyson and the Miller Freeman planned on doing comparison studies to see how the differently structured boats affected Pollock assessment data, but the 36-year-old Freeman is stuck in port with engine troubles. Over the weekend, they discovered a leak in a ballast tank, but they can't fix the problem until a specialist flies into Unalaska and can certify that the tank is gas-free and safe to weld. Despite the current problems, Commanding Officer Mike Hopkins says the Freeman is considered one of the best research vessels in the fleet. It was going to be retired to make way for newer vessels a few years ago, but NOAA decided to keep it active a bit longer because of its unique qualities.
And then probably the other structural thing that makes this ship special is she's got a 10-foot centerboard with a lot of weight, and what that allows us to do, not only does it make the ride better when the seas are rough, it gives us a lot more stability, but we can put all the acoustic sensors and stuff that the ship uses down at the bottom of the centerboard, and it keeps them away from the hull bubbles and the noise from the ship, which gives the scientists a much better picture on what they're looking at, less interference.
Hopkins and his crew hope to get underway in the next few days so they can continue studying Pollock distribution. Patrick Riesler is the chief scientist for the current crews. He says NOAA is transferring responsibility for midwater Bering Sea Pollock surveys from the Freeman to the Dyson.
The Oscar Dyson, which is a newer vessel, is taking over those responsibilities, and we're doing some work to just make sure that the measurement that that new vessel makes is comparable to the one the old vessel makes.
The current cruise aims to understand how different research vessels affect acoustic Pollock studies. Are the fish affected by the sounds of the boat? How does the data collection compare? They planned on following the Dyson to do a comparison.
Yeah, the thing we're fighting against now is just having enough time to do that.
To collect data in the Bering Sea, Riesler uses speakers on the hull of the ship to emit sounds that bounce off the fish and tell him where they are. The information appears as colored blots on a computer screen.
So we call this an echogram. And it's a way of displaying acoustic backscatter data. So when we transmit sound into the water, targets in the water like fish will scatter some of that sound back toward the ship. And we receive and measure that echo.
The echogram colors show the density and distribution of the fish. Once the monitor shows a large group, the scientists trawl the area, collect samples, and record the age, the sex, and the species. Riesler says the trawl data helps interpret the acoustic data. NOAA has been using the method to survey the Bering Sea since the late 1970s.
So a lot of the emphasis is on understanding the environment that the fish live in and improving our surveys. You know, figuring out how can we do the survey better, how can we make a better estimate, how can we better understand and interpret the results of our surveys.
The data is used for stock assessment models that determine quotas. Riesler says the sooner they get out, the better. But even if they can't mirror the Dyson's work on this cruise, their collection data will still be useful. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.